Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Wilma Kaufman. Praise the Lord. We have a brand new day here as we look into God's Word here this morning. I'm glad to join you all here this morning. This morning, I would like to speak briefly on Abraham. Abraham was a man that believed in God. He not only believed in God, but by faith, he was a friend to God. The Bible speaks about Abraham being a friend to God. Now, God and Abraham would communicate together. They talked together. Through faith, Abraham kept hearing from God throughout the years. And Abraham was promised by God to have a son someday. They were childless. Abraham and Sarah were childless, and he was promised a child. And Abraham believed for that child. He looked forward to that child, and by faith, he wasn't, I don't think he was sure how it was all going to happen, but he had faith that it would happen. As time went on, I'm not exactly sure how old he was, but at 75 years of age, he, again, was assured by God that he would have a son. And sometime after that, apparently he was talking to Sarah about that, and not exactly sure where Sarah was with that, if she believed as much as he did or not. But in the meantime, she had a maiden that was working for her, and I guess there came a time when she began talking to Abraham about having a child with her maiden, which was Hagar. And the time came while Abraham looked to God and kept believing God and kept believing the voice of God, he was doing fine. But when Sarah came to him and she began to speak to him, he began to hear two voices. He heard God's voice, and he was hearing Sarah's voice. And he consented to that voice, and later Ishmael was born. And but as time went on, it became evident. I'm not sure what the age was, but it was closer to 100 years of age when God visited Abraham one day, and he said, within a year, you and Sarah are going to have a child. And the day came when Isaac was born. Now, these two sons were both from Abraham. He was promised a son. And now there were two sons to deal with here, and the one son came from exactly what God had planned. The other son came from what was trying to help God with his promise. And that's what I'd like to look at this morning for an exhortation or a challenge to us this morning. Are we able to look to God's Word and believe His promises, or is there other voices that were wondering if we couldn't help God out with some of His promises? These two boys grew up, and they ended up being enemies. And even to this day, the two tribes of people are still enemies today. Now, what I'd like to look at here is Ishmael is a is an example of force. It is taking God's promise and trying to make it happen on our own. And Isaac is a picture of allowing or seeing God's promise and believing God's promise and waiting for God to bring about his own promises. So we have these two pictures, and these two pictures will always be at war together, even in our lives today. Before a person is born again, and his spirit is pretty well dead inside of him, and what happens, a person like that goes where he wants to go. He does what he wants to do. He doesn't do what he doesn't want to do. And if there's a question that comes up in life, there's only one answer, and that's the answer that he has in his own mind, and he goes according to what the answer that he has. In other words, a person like that goes his own way. And there's the conflict is not there. But there's always a void there. So if a person comes to a place where he wants to get right with God, and he does get right with God, and he believes, and he repents, and confesses, and receives Jesus Christ as his Savior, and he experiences a new birth, and he invites Jesus in, and God comes, and his Spirit, he puts his Spirit in us. He puts his Spirit in that person, and that Spirit of God, the Spirit of God and that person's Spirit, or we could say God's Spirit and our Spirit becomes one Spirit. You know, when that happens in our lives, for the first time, we will be getting two answers for every question that we have. We will be getting two answers for every question. What happens when God's Spirit comes into us and becomes one Spirit with our Spirit? That means the answer of all answers has come and dwells within us. And that is when the battle actually a lot of times starts. And that's because we have two at war. We have an Isaac in us, which is the Spirit of God, and then we have Ishmael, which is the flesh. And the flesh always wants to force things. Where Isaac wants to do it God's way and wait on God. The challenge for us today is, are we going through today leaning on the promises, leaning on God, trusting God and not our own thoughts, our own way of thinking how God is going to bring about his promises? Are we going through this day with an open and trusting heart towards God? Because the battle rages inside of us Christians, and oh, that the Spirit would win, that Isaac would win within us, and that we would take God's way, and that we would not take the way of force. There is something about the way of force. There's manipulation. There's force. There's cruelty that goes with that. And somehow, in that trail, there's always a trail of hurt and pain for our family-wise. Maybe our spouse, maybe we manipulate or force our spouse because we just don't believe God's promises. Maybe we do that to our children. Maybe we do that to our neighbor that we meet today. Maybe we do that to people around us in our business. But my encouragement here this morning to us all would be that we would take the way of Isaac and that we would yield to the promises of God and come and walk a closer walk with God and befriend our Father in heaven rather than looking at his promises and manipulating his promises for our benefit. So I'll just leave it at that for today. This is a challenge to me, and just an encouragement. We do have an inner man, and we do have an outer man, and the answer is going to be very different from the inner man to the outer man to our questions that we have during today. Let us yield to the inner man, our spirit, being one spirit with God's spirit. Let us yield to God and his ways. Amen.